Part 1. Chapter 1.
Man,
said Turl,
is an endangered species.
The hairy paws of the Chamco brothers hung suspended above the broad keys of the laser bash game. The cliffs of Char's eye bones drew down over his yellow orbs as he looked up in mystery. Even the steward, who had been padding quietly about, picking up her saucepans, lumbered to a halt and stared. Turl could not have produced a more profound effect had he thrown a meat girl naked into the middle of the room. The clear dome of the Intergalactic Mining Company Employee Recreation Hall shone black around and above them, silvered at its crossbars by the pale glow of the Earth's single moon, half full on this late summer night. Turl lifted his large amber eyes from the tome that rested minutely in his massive claws and looked around the room. He was suddenly aware of the effect he had produced, and it amused him. Anything to relieve the humdrum monotony of a 10-year duty tour in this God's abandoned mining camp, way out here on the edge of a minor galaxy. In an even more professorial voice, already deep and roaring enough, Turl repeated his thought.
Man is an endangered species.
Char glowered at him.
What in the name of diseased crap are you reading?
Turl did not much care for his tone. After all, Char was simply one of several mine managers. But he, Turl, was chief of mine site security.
I didn't read it. I thought it. You must have got it from somewhere,
growled Char.
What is that book?
Turl held it up so Char could see its back. It said, General Report of Geological Mine Sites, Volume 250,369. Like all such books, it was huge, but printed on material that made it almost weightless, particularly on a low-gravity planet such as Earth, a triumph of design and manufacture that did not cut heavily into the payloads of freighters. Growled Char in disgust.
That must be 200-300 Earth years old. If you want to prowl around in books, I got an up-to-date General Board of Directors report that says we're 35 freighters behind in bauxite deliveries.
The Chamco brothers looked at each other and then at their game to see where they had gotten to in shooting down the live mayflies in the airbox. But Turl's next words distracted them again.
Today,
said Turl, brushing Char's push for work aside,
I got a sighting report from a recon drone that recorded only 35 men in that valley near that peak.
Turl waved his paw westward toward the towering mountain range silhouetted by the moon.
So?
Said Char.
So I dug up the books out of curiosity. There used to be hundreds in that valley. And furthermore,
continued Turl with his professorial ways coming back,
there used to be thousands and thousands of them on this planet.
You can't believe all you read,
said Char heavily.
On my last duty tour, it was Arcturus IV.
This book,
said Turl, lifting it impressively,
was compiled by the Culture and Ethnology Department of the Intergalactic Mining Company.
The larger Chamco brother batted his eye bones.
I didn't know we had one.
Char sniffed.
It was disbanded more than a century ago. Useless waste of money, yapping around about ecological impacts and junk like that.
He shifted his bulk around to Turl.
Is this some kind of scheme to explain a non-scheduled vacation? You're going to get your butt in a bind. I can see it, a pile of requisitions this high for breathe gas tanks and scout craft. You won't get any of my workers.